Like her grandmother would be fine, though. Cold in here.
Why so hard you push my Sarah's man, haw, Mr. So High and Mighty Liberator?
She hawked and spat to one side, the meaning of that no different in Wang Bao than anyone else. She rattled faster and faster. The faster she yacked, the faster she waddled.
You think maybe he slayed me? Warrior not? No time for grandmother to make of me, him always a way to do for you.
She hawked and blank spat again. She was a grandmother, all right. But none were mine, and none were alive anymore. I didn't remind her. No need attracting her attention. An hour earlier, she'd climbed all over me because I was a no-good, bonehead, lackwit layabout who wasted all his time reading and writing. Hardly the sort of thing a grown man does with his time. Nothing ever satisfies Mother Goda. Croker says that is because she hurts all the time. He pretended he could not fathom her broken Taglian. Yes, it really is lovely weather for this time of year. The agricultural specialists tell me we will make 2 crops this year. Do you think you'll be able to double harvest your rice? Hawk and spit. Then a lapse into ferocious Nguyen Bao, liberally spiced with imaginative epithets. Not all of them native to her birth tongue. Mother Goda hates being humored or ignored more than she hates everything else. Somebody pounded on my door. Sari was busy doing something somewhere that kept her from being close enough to her mother to become embarrassed. I went. I found One Eye stinking up the hallway. The little wizard asked, "How are you doing, kid?" "Here." He shoved a smelly, ragged, grubby bundle of papers into my hands. "The old man here." "What kind of sorcerer are you if you don't know the answer to that?"
"A lazy sorcerer."
I stepped aside. "What's this mess?" I lifted the bundle.
"Them papers you've been after me about. My notes and annals."
He ambled over to the captain. I stared down at the mess in my hands. Some of the papers were moldy. Some were water-stained. That was One Eye. 4 years late. I hoped the little rat did not hang around. He would shed lice and fleas. He takes a bath only if he gets drunk and falls in a canal. And that damned hat. I am going to burn it someday. One Eye whispered to the captain. The captain whispered back. Mother Goda tried to eavesdrop. They changed to a language she did not know. She sucked in a bushel of air and went to work. One Eye stopped talking and stared at her. This was their first encounter, close up and personal. He grinned. She did not faze him. He was 200 years old. He had had obnoxious, down to a fine art, generations before Mother Goda was born. He gave her a thumbs up, sidled over to me, grinning like a kid who had stubbed his toe in the pot at the end of the rainbow. In Taglian, he asked, "Want to make a formal introduction?"